a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Some people think they're God. Go dig into how God did his deal. You may find out about a guy that a lot of things you don't want to know. We built him up to be the czar of football. Go dig into his past or anybody that's ever coached with him.
The Utah Utes headed to the Rose Bowl for the first time in program history. Emphatic champions of the Pac-12 as they hammer the Ducks again.
For BYU and all of its fans, it was Big 12 weekend. And after a 12-year wait, it's a big win for the Cougs over their in-state rivals. 10 is not coming.
The final countdown.
All right. Welcome back. It's Unrivaled 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone. Hey, you know what? Take a seat. I like this kid.
Yeah.
This is like this
get
is like
some
these,
headsets. Let's go.
I think all these kids at some point. These are all these kids are in my kids' age range. I've got kids. And all, how old are you, buddy? Yeah, I got a 5-year-old.
Five.
And then he's 12. I got a 12-year-old. How old's this guy?
Seven.
I got a 7-year-old.
Nine.
Ten. I got a 10-year-old girl too. I've got them all. I just have two other ones on the other side too. So we're way over the top. What's his name? Freddie's the best.
Freddie,
man.
Nice.
Freddie's gonna be. Yeah. Freddie's. Look, I was.
People are mocking us in here.
It's fine.
Like, you have white legs, Alex.
What am I supposed to do? You want the? You want me to spray tan before I come in next time?
When we're out in public, please.
Please dial it up a little bit more.
You're embarrassing.
Come down and get some Jazz gear. Certainly, these guys are doing it. So take advantage of.
It's hopping here at the warehouse.
Tons of people coming in. Here's the deal. We got a lot to get through here still. All right. Coming up next hour. Now, Scott did an interview this last week I think that what's interesting about this, our guest next hour, is that we're going to talk a little bit about a freezing cold take that was made about you.
Oh,
during
yes.
your career.
I remember when it happened.
And if you're familiar with freezing cold takes, these are the ones that people threw out there. These are the guys who throw out there these crazy – they're bold and stupid.
Exactly.
And after a while, the freezing cold take means that it turned into a very stupid situation.
Yes.
So it was bold at the beginning, became a stupid prediction at some point because it didn't age well, right? So we'll have an author coming on with us next and giving us a little bit of a breakdown of one that included Scott and some of the best freezing cold takes in sports of all time. That's coming up in just a little bit. In the meantime, Scott, let's jump out here. I've got a couple things to get through. We have some tickets to give away. If you are tuned in and you want to see Joe Rogan, we got a pair of tickets for you right now to see Joe Rogan live here in Salt Lake City. This is going to be a hot ticket in town, too, because, of course, Joe Rogan, he's a draw, Scott. People love or hate, even if they don't like Joe Rogan. They want to be a part of this thing, so that's what we're going to do. We've got some tickets to give away to Joe Rogan. A pair of tickets right now, 801-575-5967, 801-575-5967 for a pair of tickets to see Joe Rogan. live here in Salt Lake City. The actual date, I'll give it to you right now. It's he's August 19th at the Maverick Center, part of the Sacred Clown Tour. You can also go visit LiveNation.com for all of your concert and event needs. 801-575-5967. A pair of tickets to see Joe Rogan live in Salt Lake City on the Sacred Clown Tour on August 19th. So let's do it. Let's get this thing going. Let's jump in and make it happen. 801-575-5967, caller number 12 right now. In the meantime, Scott, it's our college football countdown. Of course, you heard the music. You heard Greg say, 10 is not coming. 15 days to Utah State and UConn. Can you believe it?
Crazy.
We're going to get to Monday, and we're going to be at what, 12 days? I mean, we're looking at the 12 days of football Christmas here coming up. So I'm excited about it.
What about our advent calendar? Where are we there?
Oh.
I think we had brisket and ribs.
I think what we came up with is on our advent calendar, we have to make it jerky probably. Otherwise, you got to keep it refrigerated all the time. Or you cook it that day. So I'm not opposed to it. I just want a college football advent calendar that features mostly just meat. So that's the idea. I don't know. If people can kind of walk that idea down the road a little bit further for us, we'd love that. 22 days to Utah and Florida and BYU and South Florida down there in the Sunshine State. So there you go. Those are your updates there. What's the most important game on Utah's schedule? What's the most important game on BYU's schedule or on Utah State's schedule? I think it changes based on the fact that, I mean, wherever these teams are in the season. Because the USC game becomes more important if USC's winning football games. If they start out the year and they're 4-2 coming into Salt Lake, it's not going to mean as much. The Oregon game suddenly becomes that game that's more important, or whatever. For BYU and Utah might share one of the more important games of the season this year on the schedule. Nobody from BYU is talking nearly as much about that Oregon game up at Autzen than they probably should be. Oregon at Autzen, I think, is a more valuable game than Notre Dame at in Las Vegas. And I know I'm probably counted as one of the more crazy people. And a lot of people will say Baylor, or they'll say even Arkansas. But you are on the road. You will make a much bigger impression if you're a BYU team going up to Oregon and beating Oregon there at their house.
See, I think that if you want to start with BYU, if we can start there. But I agree that the Baylor game is actually the most important game for BYU. It's their future. It's where they're headed. And if you remember a year ago, BYU went to Baylor, and Baylor put it on them. And all the talk was, hey, welcome to the Big 12 BYU. This is what you're up against. This is what you're going to face. And I think it's really important that in sports, so often we have to answer back. When we have a challenge, when we have a defeat, it's so important to answer back. BYU is headed to the Big 12. That's where their bread is going to be buttered. And Baylor is going to be the team in the Big 12 that's going to be the top dog, you know, after Texas, Oklahoma leave. So, to me, I think it's that Baylor game.
Biggest game in the regular season for the Utes.
I think the Utes have set their sights on going to the college football playoffs. And I think if you're going to do it, you got to do it. You got to set the tone early. And I really believe, and I believe this for some time, that first game at Florida is the game. It's the game of the year for Utah. It will set the tone for everything that happens. You lose that first game, then it's like college football playoffs are out the door, and it just sets a negative tone. So you've got to set it right, and it's got to be that game. They're going to have big games, but there's none bigger than that first one. And if you're Utah State, look, the big dog in town is Boise State. And they play Boise State at Boise State. That's just the game. You're in the Mountain West. Everything goes through Boise State. Anytime you play Boise State, you got to beat them.
There you go. Those aren't even bold and stupid predictions. Those are just
run-of-the-mill
ones.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.